Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. Dr. Randy here. Josh Billings made the statement, be like a postage stamp. Stick to one thing until you get there. I love it. That reminded me of what Walt Disney World, Disneyland, right? The Walt Disney, talking to his staff at some point, made the statement, I only hope that we don't lose sight of one thing, that it all was started by a mouse. Hey, listen, that's the power of one thing. Hey, Dr. Randy here from our Intentional Living Center. It is step two in the three-step process of intentional living, making a decision for Christ, making a decision that's going to change your life. We got a whole teaching on that. And number two is to do the next right one thing. One thing every day for 30 days can change your marriage, can change your life, can change your relationships. And I'll tell you what, we want to spend our brief time together here for the next 28 minutes hearing stories of you all sharing with us one thing that's made a difference in your life, one thing you've decided to do or become or be or change in your life that's been a help to you, to your marriage, to your family, to your faith, to who you are as a person in Christ. And the reason I want to hear your story is because I want your story to ring the bell of someone else who says, hey, there's hope for me. All right? Phone lines open, 888-888-1717. Let's go. Just before we jump into the show, we're all remembering family and friends and those that we don't even know in Florida today as this monstrous Hurricane Milton has got a target right on the coast of Florida and then across Central Florida. And I know many of you, like myself, we have family and friends in the area. In fact, we have, Don and I, we have three family members that are dead center on this storm that we've been praying for. Our nephew, Hans and Anna, live in St. Petersburg. He's a police officer. And the Hurricane Helene that just went through seriously damaged their property and now this. And then my niece, Mike and Kelly, he's a pastor in Fort Myers, and they're a dead center. And then my wife's brother, David, and his wife, Barbara, in Sarasota. So we're concerned today and keeping track of it and praying for all those that'll be safe. And we know there's going to be a lot of destruction. Let's pray that life will be spared. And people, I prayed last night at home with my wife, Don, and I said, Lord, help. Help us through this to be reminded of our frailty and our dependence on you. So let's do that today. All right. Power of one thing. What's one thing that's made a difference in your life? You want to hear some stories? Let's go. We want to hear one thing. What's made a difference? 888-888-1717. Let's go.
Hello, my name is Danette. What I want to do this year for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I personally always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him, you know, what it is that, how he feels loved. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is by cooking and doing acts of service towards me, so he said. And the thing is, he looked so happy, like a little kid, saying, oh, I just love making you food, and I love doing things for you. That all of a sudden, my heart was melted, and I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you over I wanted you to treat me and love me in a completely different way. And I found myself thanking him and telling him how wonderful. I was so glad that, you know, I have him in my life and that he does these things for me. And I just felt the Holy Spirit kind of making me realize that I needed to appreciate him. And that is going to be my intention for this year, is to continue to appreciate him and thank him when he does, you know, any little thing for me, because it just made us closer that evening. And it was just a wonderful experience, at least for me. I don't think he had any idea. But, well, I guess he felt good because he was smiling. So thank you for your program. Bye-bye.
All right, we're getting really honest here. Come on, what is it? One thing you think about in your own life, is it Is it an attitude? Is it changing how you speak to your spouse? Is it what you do? Is it a behavior? Is it an attitude? One thing that you've worked on, one thing that you want to work on, one thing we can pray with you about, because we believe in the power of one thing. Doing one thing for 30 days can become a new habit in your life, and a new habit can be transformational in everything and everything that goes on in your life. We'd love to hear what it is. 888-888-1717. You know, the Bible talks about the power of one thing. Jesus speaks of it. You know, it's Jesus in John chapter 1 says, through him God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? We see friends of the blind man that was healed ask the question, you know, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. And the response was, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I do know, that's what they're saying. One thing I do know, he was blind. Now he can see. Isn't that interesting how in our life we get off on all sorts of different discussions and we get caught, and we're doing this politically today, and I'm not going to go down that trail, but haven't you heard discussions politically that get way off of what's the one thing we're talking about here? You know, what is the problem that needs to be fixed? And all I know, he may be a sinner, but I know that Jesus made this blind man see. That's all I know. And then, of course, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, he says, forgetting all those things behind me, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's my one thing. What's yours? And what difference is it making? Intentional living. Decide. Do one thing. And declutter one thing. Change your life. What is the one thing? 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go. Let me see here. Pamela, what's your one thing?
Well, mine actually started with just choosing to live intentionally a number of years ago. But about 2 to 3 years ago, I made the choice to not go to bed at night without reading at least a few verses. And that has had just, I've read through the Bible. This year I've been working on just different books of the Bible, and I'm just about to finish John, and I've been so blessed with, I never realized before how from the very beginning of John, it just declares who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And so I've had a side effect of this in that I sleep better at night.
That's true. Well, it changes your mind.
Just, you know, ending the day with a few verses of the Word, then that permeates my brain through the night while I'm sleeping.
Good for you. How much time do you spend doing this every day?
Oh, it's not many. It's a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's the last few minutes before I go to sleep at night. It might be five verses. It might be a chapter. It might be more.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn, even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. That's a great reminder. It's up there on our site for our members. It's the exclusive teaching that we're featuring this month. And by the way, all the other teaching is there as well from the last couple of years. And it's available to our members. What's a member? Those who are on the journey with us and helping support our listener-supported ministry of Intentional Living, part of Intentional Life Media. Thank you for your support. Everything goes to keep the program going, keep us on the radio, our podcast, our events, things we're doing. And we'll make sure you get access to the teaching and encourage you on your journey. We're here together. Life is short. Let's do it together. Phone number, you can call West Coast Business Hours. Staff are here. Love to talk to you. Tell them what's going on in your life. Share a prayer need. Come and join us in support. 888-888-1717. Press 1 to talk to me. Press 2 to talk to the team. 888-888-1717. Or anytime, just go to theintentionallife.com. All right, Amber, how you doing there in Georgia?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Well, I've always been told to, you know, never ask God or pray for patience, because then he'll give you some trying times and to really test you there. So, but one thing that I've been, like, really praying and focusing on, I'm a mom of two. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. And growing up, personally, my experience, my parents lost their temper and raising their voice was something normal. It's something that I experience frequently. And I've really wanted to focus on changing that for my children, so they have a different experience. So what I've been really focused on for the past couple weeks, and it's been amazing, is whenever I lose my temper or I raise my voice or I do something that I'm not very proud of as a mom, I immediately stop whatever it is. I've been in a restaurant, in the middle of a restaurant. It's been in the middle of my kitchen. I stop. I get down on my son's level. I gently hold his arms and I say, I'm so sorry, Gavin. Mama was not proud of doing that. I should not have raised my voice, or I shouldn't have done that to you. I lost my patience, and I'm sorry. It's something that I'm working on, and I will do my best to be a better mom for you. And I pray that you please forgive me, and I love you. And it's been so sweet, because he's 4 and a half, and he says, thank you, Mama, for saying you're sorry. It's okay. I love you. You're the best mama ever. And he gives me the biggest hug.
That's great.
And it's amazing, because it's something that, one, I'm keeping myself in check in the moment, and it's made me better. It's helping me not lose my patience or raise my voice in the moment, as, you know, as sometimes that might be difficult. But it's been sweet that he's kind of helping me keep, mm-hmm. and hopefully it sticks with him.
You keep doing that for 30 days, 60 days. Pretty soon you won't have to be thinking about it. It'll just become a habit. You'll find a better way to be able to communicate, mm-hmm. your frustration. Can I give you a Bible verse that you can kind of put up in front of you to remind you of the power of what you're doing?
Yes, please.
All right. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. Wise guy Solomon, near the end of his life, he wrote Ecclesiastes when he was older, reflecting on life. And in Ecclesiastes 9:17, Amber, he said this. He said, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. And what he meant by that is, it says that there's wisdom in quietness. There's wisdom in being able to control our shouting or control through our words. There's power in quiet. You've probably noticed with your kids, haven't you, that when you get real quiet, they wonder what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a quiet word, or what's mom up to? She's not saying anything. There's the power in, mm-hmm. quietness, and as you continue to make that a habit in your life, listen, that's transformational for your family.
That's what I'm working on. I want to have I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm going to try my hardest to be. So I appreciate the Bible verse is something to reflect on, and to remind myself. But yeah, I wanted to share that because it's definitely something I wasn't taught, but I realized that I needed to do something different for, yeah. my family.
Good for you. Well, thank you for listening, Amber, and thanks for calling. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. That's not a parenting verse, but it ought to be, because it's a reminder that, have you ever noticed there's more power in quietness? We don't have to yell. There's power in persuasion, sometimes in a lot of quietness. In fact, it says in Proverbs, what does it say? Could someone tell me what it says about how too many words? Stephen, find me that verse in Proverbs, Pastor Stephen. Find me that verse in Proverbs that says how too many words create a problem or something. And I can't think of the exact quote on that. All right. Let me go to Diana while Steven's doing that in Arizona. Hi, Diana. How you doing?
Hi, Randy.
What's your one thing today?
It's the mind. I've had trouble sometimes thinking wrong things too often, but I did a lot of study and there's a lot of scripture, but what I ended up doing is I started praying and asking God to show me what he sees, not what I see.
Yeah.
And I've been training, God's helping me train me to see things the way he sees things, and it's bringing more compassion on others. I'm seeing things in a different light, but it took me a while to understand it was my thought pattern that did that.
Yeah, it's true. Did you, how did you grow up? Did you grow up with struggling how you viewed things in yourself and that kind of thing?
Not really. More so when I got saved. I guess I move a lot in the prophetic, but sometimes I see things that I shouldn't say anything or not to judge it, but to pray for it. And I wasn't discerning very well anything. I read it in the Bible and I'm like, Lord, I'm not doing that. But I know that we're supposed to think on things that are pure and holy and of good report. But there's times in the world we're living in, and I'm a senior at home a lot, so I was starting to think things I shouldn't. And I have to discipline and ask God to help me train my mind to think the correct way. And if I'm not careful, I can fall. We all can. So that's where I have been lately. And I've seen a huge difference in me already.
You know, the Bible has a lot to say about our thinking, taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. Whatever's true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, think on such things. Philippians 4:8, my life verse. Be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Paul is hammering at us about the importance of our minds and what we tell ourselves. I mean, it's a big deal, you know. All right, very good. Let me see here. Stephen, you're telling me, yeah, you're giving the one Ecclesiastes 5, for when dreams increase and words grow many, there is vanity. That's true, but I think there's a proverb too. Come on, Pastor Stephen. I bet we got some smart listeners out there that are shouting the verse to me. How too many words, something about too many words, how that can create a problem. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll get regrouped here. As we're talking about the power of one thing, what's your one thing that's making a difference? Tell us your story. Tell the world your story. Make a difference. 888-888-1717.
There's a second thing that we can do when pain hits, and I wrestled with this, and that's why I wrote it down. And the message is stop complaining. You know, for me, when I'm sick, I want everyone to know about it and feel sorry for me, especially Donna. But you know, complaining about how we've been wronged or hurt is a totally ineffective way to deal with the problem of pain. You know, like the guy that ran you off the road this morning. He's gone on his way, he's happy with his life, and you're still hanging on to the feelings of anger or frustration. So it is with complaining about the causes of pain. It's a waste of time and energy to focus on what you can't change when what you can change needs your full attention. Even one positive action toward improving a painful relationship is more beneficial than 1,000 complaints about that hurting, painful marriage that you find yourself in. Stop complaining.
Yeah, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month on the problem of pain. No, the purpose of pain. Because we all know the problem, but it's what's the purpose. And that's up there. Members, I hope you're enjoying it, listening to it. Share it with your family, share it with your pastor, share it with friends. That's why it's there. And those of you joining us in support, God bless you. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. During the break, I found the proverb. Stephen didn't. Pastor Stephen couldn't find it. I found it. Proverbs 10:19. This is a reminder reflecting on the fact that it's easy for us to get our words getting us in trouble. It says in Proverbs 10:19, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. You know, it's not only the quiet words of the wise, but it's the few words of the wise. That's better than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Boy, we can get in trouble with that, can't we? All right, what's your one thing? Let's go. 888-888-1717. Jeff in Arizona, how you doing?
Hey, good. Thank you. I wanted to tell you my one thing so a couple months ago, you know, for a few years, I'd been listening to classic rock radio in the Phoenix area, and I didn't realize how it was affecting me. Mm. And when I switched to listening to just Family Life Radio all day long, how it has curbed my anger, how it has curbed my yelling at other drivers, because I drive for a living, so I'm constantly on the road, you know, going the whole across the whole valley. And so there's just so much power in worshiping Jesus all day long. And I mean, I've been a believer since I was 9 years old, so I really don't have an excuse other than I just kind of got lackadaisical in my faith. But once I made that intentional decision to start listening to nothing but Jesus-centered music all day long, I'm just amazed at how much it has curbed my anger.
Amen. Why do you think that occurs?
Well, I think it's because my focus is back on Christ again. I don't think it's anything but that, because He never leaves, but we're the one that leaves.
Right.
You know, like we're the one that steps away from Him, and we're expecting Him to still solve our problems, but, you know, He's always there, but we're the ones that stepped away from Him.
Jeff, you're proving 2 points. One is, you know, when the Bible tells us to take captive every thought, as I just mentioned, or think on those things which are right and positive and pure, you know, He's not just, you know, shooting words out there. Paul's saying, hey, this will change your life when we focus on the next right one thing. And your story reminds us that if you're struggling in with your mind, with your thinking, with your emotions, why don't you do what Jeff did and take the next 30 days and say, I'm going to take on that challenge to just fill my mind with God's music, God's encouragement, with His word, with Christian brothers and sisters. Listen to the radio. Let the radio come through for 30 days and see what happens if you make that sort of the soundtrack of your day, maybe even your evening. And maybe even overnight if you find yourself awake, and see what happens. Jeff, you did that, and it's changed. You said it's made a difference in your life.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And I'm in no hurry to ever switch it ever again.
Good for you. Glad you're listening. He's a 90.3 listener, I think, Phoenix, listening to Family Life Radio. Wherever you're listening around the country, hey, listen, that's why we're here. That's the only reason we do this. We just had a staff meeting, and our ministry president, Evan Carlson, just did a great lesson on our ministry and why we do what we do and how we relate to each other in this community. And at the end of the day, the message is we're here for one purpose. The people on the staff here, there's about 70 of us. People come from different backgrounds, different churches, different ages, different sizes and shapes, different experiences. Different backgrounds as far as our culture, our race, our ethnicity. But you know what? We have one unifying thing that draws us together, and it's a love for Christ. And we want to help people know Christ and then intentionally live for Him every day. That's why we do this. And so when we hear a story like yours, Jeff, that's transformational. It really is. All right. Let me go to Eric in Michigan. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Yes, good. Good afternoon. I'm great. Thank you so much.
What's your one thing?
Oh, just living intentional for the day and for the moment. Like, since I've started listening to Family Life Radio, and we kind of went from attending church to being part of the church family, I've just seen a huge change in our kids, in our family, in our relationships. And the biggest thing about being intentional was enjoying the moment. I've always been very goal-oriented and very driven, and it's affected our relationship and our kids. And since we've refocused on God and just refocused on enjoying the moment, the process, the journey, every day that we're blessed with, it's just changed.
How has it changed your family, and what specific ways do you see things differently and interact differently than you did before?
I see more grace and love. I see more patience, and our conversations are less confrontational. And myself as the leader in the family, I've been very, just just very harsh in the past with expectations that are maybe unrealistic at majority of the times, and not showing true grace and true love and understanding where everybody's at and just meeting them where they're at, how God does to each and every one of us. So,
did this come as a result of a crisis, or you just had one of those aha moments, something's got to give and go in a different direction?
Yeah, I guess the short of it would be a crisis in our relationship. I'm divorced of 8 years, and we're in a blended family. My fiance has 3 children. I have 3 children, and our family and our relationship was at a crisis turning point. Yeah, that would be a pretty fair statement. So we kind of had, and Family Life Radio has been and became a big part of that, our church family, and just interesting how when we refocus, what things are just kind of taken out of our life, out of our conversation, out of, you know, relationships that fall wayside, and what things we just find ourselves naturally focusing on and gravitating towards. So it's just been a blessing to our family. The kids only want to listen to Family Life Radio. If we get in the car and for some reason there's something else on the radio, they want Family Life Radio, and you know, they don't want to miss church. They don't want to miss youth group. We've got ourselves signed up for a mission in November. Like, it's been life-changing.
Well, amen. What a story. That's fantastic. Listen, Eric, you made a decision. I think we make decisions in one of two ways. We either have an aha moment. You know, you read a scripture or you see something or you're kind of aware of what's happening and God reveals to you through his Holy Spirit, like, wow, you know, I could experience that too. Or you have an oh no moment. And Eric was wise enough in his oh no moment to say, there's a better way and we're going to get there. And no matter if it's an oh no or an aha moment, God can use that moment, that one thing, to change the course of your life. This has been great. Thank you, Eric. Tell you what, we're having so much fun. This is great. We're going to stay right here in the studio. I want to just hear your stories. We're going to record your stories, and we're going to air that coming up, I think, next Monday. So give me a call. Here's the question. What one thing's going on in your life, one thing you're doing that's making a difference, a new habit, a new decision, something for your life, for your relationship that's made a difference? Tell me what it is. Tell the world. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.